Beryl Malding. I must know who Beryl Malding is. Who is this Beryl Malding? Come on, Beryl. What's Victoria Magazine, honey? Miss Taylor. Huh? What is Victoria Magazine? Is that a French thing? Is that where your Prime Minister Sarkozy picks his brides after he gets rid of his women? Because he got... You know, Sarkozy reminds me of a certain douchebag in Silicon Valley who, fucks himself. Floral. Oh, my God, I have to turn off censorship. I don't think there's a stream lag. Censor off. By the way, I should tell you, I was just a censored by the people here at Ustream. Now it works. You know, I was showing some interstitials, I think is what they call them. By the way, this show is going to be exactly 25 minutes. And I was showing some interstitials of fat people having sex and someone dutying. And Brad06 writes me. He works for the U, whatever this is, Ustream. Hey, it's Brad from Ustream, he writes, 1044. You there? 1050. God damn it, what's that fucking noise? Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, anyway, sorry about that. I said Jesus. I hope they don't take me off. Hey, it's Brad, 1044. 1050, Yeast Radio, yes. 1050, gotta have you keep the guy and the large lady off. As funny as it is, .. Cool, ? I respond, I will comply. Where is your policy posted? In our terms of service, Brad replies, no nudity, ... or sex, ... Okay, I says. Now, the good news is that there was no mention of dutying or wee-wee-ing. So there was three videos I was playing. One is of the large lady being screwed. I guess they don't like fat people at the Black TV. And the other one was Robert Scoble exploding. And the third one was someone making a duty and a wee-wee up close, real close. So they didn't say I couldn't play the duty. Mm-hmm. This is Chris Weigel's fault because I didn't think that was a good idea to play those interstitials. I was wondering why. I think he wants me to get kicked off of this video so he doesn't have to do the behind-the-chains work anymore for me. How's on for this? How's on? I'm a little muffled today because I'm wearing my pants for the spin class that I got later on, which is part of why I'm rushing. So this may be muffled. How's on? Got to queef the old giner now. Hold on. I don't want to have to get up. Christ. Why did that turn on? Oh! Wow. That was a good one. Oh, my God. I'm a dick. Almost want to keep the mic down there and have my giant do the show. No, it was just muffled. It's like when you have one of the, not a tuba, but what do you call them things with the Louis Armstrong, French horn? No. What do you call them things? What do you call them things? Come on, you know what I, a tuba. No, trumpet. The trumpet. Oh, I got tea. Now, this is the finest tea they sell at the HOLE Foods. It's jasmine pearl teas. It's fresh rolled. It looks like reefers when you buy it. It comes in these little balls, and then it expands like a flower. Kind of like a vagina, except it doesn't stink. It smells good. Just kidding. Vaginas don't stink. I'm a lesbian. The vagina is self-cleaning. You don't need to douche. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm sorry if people have lags. I can stop. Do you want me to start and restart the chat, the show? No, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to ruin it. There's more people on than before, so I'm not going to fuck that up. So anyway, you might want to refresh your browser if you have problems. I'm a lesbian, and I don't have time for this. I'm very, very lesbian. So Jeffrey Taylor, how are you doing? I hope things are well for you over in France. I haven't seen you on here in a while. I hope things are well with you and yours, hopefully. Are they? Okay. Been busy. She been busy. She been busy with gay Romeo. She been busy. Anyway, so today I have a really busy day because Moopy, try refreshing your browser because it's working for 39 people and not you. So I could change. I'll take down the audio quality. Are other people having problems besides Moopy with the quality of this fucking thing? At least there's no fat people on it, so you can rest easy. You won't have to see a fat woman getting porked by a skinny guy. That's the important thing. Quality, well, that's not a big deal. No meaning, no problems. I wish people would use fucking complete sentences on this goddamn shit. 24 here. I don't know what you people do. Well, then we lost Schwabi or whatever his name is. So I wanted to get a letter read from Stacy. Sent me something from the Karma Bank. I've been trying to get Max on the show, but I think he's having a period. But say Stacy sent me a link about private militias in the United States. Oh my God, what's going on here? Hold down. Got to go downstairs to the giant area. That was a queef or a front fart, as they say on the penis explosions. Front fart, front butt. This is from Stacy Herbert. Stacy usually sends me good links. So I didn't research this in advance. Third time's a charm, Taffy. By the way, anybody can call in if they want to. I may not pick up the phone, but it's Skype. Oh, I'm on the wrong fucking person. I always do that. I'm a schizophrenic. Let's see. Oh, that's me. That's my name. Wear it out. Good Lord. So I have to go, you know, today's Thursday, which means Tuesday. I have to chair this meeting a few blocks away by the Arnold's. And then I have to go meet Haggith at the Arnold's. We write our script for the advice pogrom. Then I have to come here with Haggith to shoot the advice pogrom, which is why my set is already set up for that, which is what I spent last night doing very late on the pogrom and recorded it, which was terrible. The good news is I got it live green screen to work, but that's not really working for you, because you're not really worth it. Actually, you are. But see, the reason is because my vagina hurts and stink. All right. So anyway, Madge Weinstein on Skype. No, you won't call me, though. I know you won't. Okay. Today, more than 2,300 representatives... What kind of mic is that? It's a donkey dick. It's a... Usually I don't answer these questions straight, but I'm not in the mood to lie, and I don't have a comeback. It's a Electrovoice RE27 donkey dick broadcast standard. It's the same one that calls that. Anyway, whatever. A lot of the professional dildos like Rush Limbaugh use the same mic, and the anus uses it. If you look on the TV, you'll see this microphone. It's an 8-inch thick penis. And speaking of, I had a dinner with Peter Maverick from the Windy City Radio. He was delightful, as always, talking to him. And then we went to the Caribou, ran into some friends, and talked about circumcision. Okay, today more than 23... Okay, my Matthew Roth's child's... If I had a mic, I'd call. I could call you. No, I can't. Never mind. All right, today, it's not really that big deal. I didn't really think taking calls today anyway, and I'm starting exactly at 11:25, so we got 16 minutes left to grum. So, deal. Today, more than 2,300 representatives of private industry are working quietly with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. The members of this rapidly growing group... This is hard to do while I'm having a front fart. Oh, oopsie. That was a bit revealing. Stinks good. Bad in a good way. Bad in a good way smell. Get me some juicy. It's a good thing I'm wearing a pad. And it ain't no beans, Valentine's. Valentine's, do you have a show? Your name sounds familiar. Oh, Michael Carino's there. I'll put on the button he gave me. Where the fuck is it? God damn it, I'm hearing this. Michael Carino made me this cute thing. I'm going to wear a pin of myself because I'm egotistical. You don't have a Bogram. Who here has Bograms they'd like to promote so I can mention them? It's the least I can do for having you listen to this schlock. Auntie Vera Charles, and what is yours? Address, Vera? What is your Vera? I mean, what is your Pogram? I know it's Pod something at Pod Show, but what is the Grum? What's the address of your Grumster? Vera Speaks Podshow.podshow.com. Vera Speaks Podshow.podshow.com. Are you sure there's Pod Shows in it twice? Is that correct? Vera Speaks Podshow.podshow.com. Do you work for Pod Show? Oh, you fucked up. That's great. You know, you could make another domain that isn't retarded. But whatever. I'm sure Pod Show likes to have their name advertised. And since that's including me, I'm glad. I'm really glad. Is this the Vera that trolls the Broadway message boards? Okay. Well, anyway. Hi, Trotskalist. I'm going to read this story because otherwise I'll get sidetracked. Okay, today more than 2,300 representatives of private industry are working quietly with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. The members of this rapidly growing group called InfraGuard received secret warnings of terrorist threats before the public does. And at least on one occasion, can you see the dog? I hope so. And at least on one occasion before elected officials, in return, they provide information to the government, which alarms the ACLU. But there may be more to it than that. One business executive who showed me this his InfraGuard card told me they have permission to shoot to kill in the event of martial law. InfraGuard is a child of the FBI, says Michael Hirschman, the chairman of the advisory board of the InfraGuard National Members Alliance and CEO of Fairfax Group, an international consulting firm. InfraGuard started in Cleveland back in 1996, or 1969, or something like, no, 69, I don't know how to fucking speak Dutch. I don't know why I even tried, that's stupid. I guess I wanted a breather from this tongue twister. InfraGuard started in black, I'm racist. InfraGuard started back in Cleveland in 1996 when a bunch of fat black children were eating potato chips in the Cub Foods. No. When the private sector there cooperated with the FBI to investigate cyber threats. When the FBI cloned it. Then the FBI cloned it, says Phyllis Schneck, chairman of the board of, good Christ on a whore. Chairman of the board of directors of InfraGuard National Members Alliance and the prime mover behind the growth of the InfraGuard over the last. Stop licking my lips. InfraGuard itself is an FBI operation with FBI agents. So the Alliance is a nonprofit organization of private sector member InfraGuard members. We are the owners, operators of our critical infrastructure, says the CEO of a large company, blah, 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 blah. At its most basic level, InfraGuard is a partnership between the FBI and the private sector. The InfraGuard website states, InfraGuard chapters are geographically linked with FBI field orifice territories. I want you to fall. In November 2001, InfraGuard had announced around 1,700 members. As of late January, InfraGuard had 23,000 members, according to its website, which is infraguard.net. That's infra, I-N-F-R-A, guard.net, G-A-R-D. Which is that 350 of our nation's Fortune 500 have a representative in InfraGuard. To join, each person must be sponsored by an existing InfraGuard member, chapter, or partner organization. The FBI then vets the application. Once the application form, prospective members ask, good Lord, what the fuck? This sounds like brown shirts. FBI Director Robert Mueller addressed an InfraGuard convention on August 9th, 2K5. To date, there are more than 1,100 members of the Guard. From our perspective, that amounts to 1,100 contracts, 11,000 partners in our mission to protect America. Right, from what? From what? Yourself? No. Oh, God. He urged InfraGuard members to contact the FBI if they note suspicious, this is a quote, suspicious activities or an unusual event, and he said that they could sic the FBI on disgruntled employees who will use the knowledge gained on the job against their employers. Ew. In an interview with InfraGuard after the conference, which is featured prominently on the InfraGuard members' website, Mueller says it is a great program. Sounds like Wanda Wisdom. It's a great program. The ACOL is not so sanguine. Good word. There's evidence that InfraGuard may be closer to a corporate tips program, turning private sector corporations, some of which may be in a position to observe the activities of millions of individual customers, into surrogate eyes and ears of the FBI. The ACLU warned in August 2004 report, The Surveillance Industrial Complex, how the American government is conscripting businesses and individuals in the construction of a surveillance society. InfraGuard is not readily accessible to the general public. Its communications with the FBI and Homeland Security are beyond the reach of the Freedom of Information Act under the trade secrets exemption. Its website says, and any conversation with the public or the media is supposed to be carefully rehearsed. The interests of InfraGuard must be protected whenever presented to non-InfraGuard members. The website says, during interviews with members of the press, controlling the image of InfraGuard presented can be difficult. Proper presentation for the interview will minimize the risk of harassment, embarrassment. They're the ones doing the harassing. InfraGuard leadership in the local FBI should review the submitted questions, agree on the prediction of the answers. And what? Predilection of the answers and identify the appropriate interviewee. So, to me, let's see what we see here. What have I been not reading? I am in France. Jeffrey Taylor is evidently a conehead because all he says is, we come from France. We come from France. I am a conehead. I come from France. We come from France. Anyway, let me see what people said. Oh, Democracy Now! Featured the story on InfraGuard yesterday. Didn't hear that. I did listen to the show. I must not listen far enough into it, or I wasn't paying attention. What the fuck are you talking about? 11:13 is some... Hold on. I think a song is coming on that's finding appropriate for this moment of this. Sorry, I just can't help it. Sometimes songs speak to me, and they become appropriate for no real reason. I'm not leaving you for that long. I have to compose, can't pose. Maybe dance.
The fortune queen of New Orleans was brushing her cat in her black limousine. On the back seat were scratches from the marks of man her fortune. Tinted glass, she said, home, James, and he hit the gas. I followed her to some darkened room.
It's hard to dance squatting.
Money, she can. Said, I'll be with you soon. Dog lady laughed and danced her lit the candles one by one. Danced to her gypsy music till the blue was gone.
Thank you for allowing me that moment. Where were we? Oh, yes, circumcision. Remember, whenever your civil rights are being threatened, resort to talking about pop culture. That's the American way. What the fuck is this echo coming? Just talk about pop culture and ignore your life, because you'll be dead soon anyway, and it's just your kids that'll pick up the bill, you stupid fucks. All right. Dark lady dance and laps and lit the candles one by one. See, that one I want to do a video of with Cheryl, where Cheryl's like in silhouette. And it's dark lapsy, because she is dark with the tan. Dark lapsy, so ugly, and lit her, and queefed out her, no, how does it go? We're not going to write this song now. And queefed her candles out one by one. Amy Winehouse, stop it. Stop it, Jeffrey Taylor. We come from France. Okay. I don't know if anything said anything important, but, watch and this and comment on it live, Magitha, says Jeffrey Taylor. Okay, hold on. Let me turn on the monitor, and I will. I have 5 minutes left in this show, and then the tape runs out, so this better not be long, and then I'm going to really shut the fuck and... Firefox prevented this fucking... pop-up window from fucking opening. Fuck you, cunt. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Is this playing for you?
I just want to say...
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you. To every...
Oh, no, 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 no. We are not playing her on here, okay? How dare you try and slip that into me? Uh-oh. Oops. Okay, for the people at home, that was that stupid Chris Crocker that tried to, break my Firefox use stream. This sucks. He crashed my she crashed my fucking Firefox. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Hello, audience. Are you back yet? Audience. I need my audience back. Jesus Christ. I lost my audience. Audience, are you back? Audience. I'm back. Refresh. Okay, listen. Now, what happened is that thing crashed, but I was going to stop it anyway, so that was fucked up. I do not like that. First of all, that guy gets way too many hits. The guy's like got millions of downloads on his own reality TV show for wearing too much makeup. Second of all, Jeffrey Taylor, I saw the article. I think you sent me the article. Maybe you can link that to me, the article about all the homophobia on his particular website. Or that he's the one that did that Britney faggot video. Or Britney... Leave Britney alone. He did that Leave Britney Alone. And there were something like 26,000 comments on that post, right? So there was an article, I guess it was in Wired or something. What article was it, Jeffrey? You could say, anyway, about all these homophobic and, you know, really bigoted, horrible things that people were saying about him on this particular article. Do you have a link, Jeffrey? Jeffrey, for the article, not the Advocate. Okay, the Advocate who advocates the homosexuals by putting straight people who kill themselves later on the front cover. But anyway, my point is, obviously, I am very much against homophobia. I'm very much in favor of gay rights. I think I've made that perfectly clear. But Chris Crocker, I agreed with those bigoted comments. He's annoying as hell. He cares about pop culture when there's other things going on. I mean, yeah, they called him a faggot, but so have I. You know what I mean? I mean, like, if you're going to address those issues, Advocate, you have to use a real target, not some fucking messed up Britney Spears clown who wears more makeup than I do. I mean, seriously. I mean, you can't not make fun of that mess, especially when he gets, you know, like 300 million fucking downloads for a shitty ass video where he cries about Britney Spears. The exact problem in our universe. Why do you think people like InfraGuard can spy on us? Because douchebags like Chris Crocker are talking about Britney Spears and crying about them as if that's a real problem. And yeah, it's all in the framework of a joke, but I don't see it as a joke. I see it as extremely annoying, and I think those people were right to call him an idiot. I mean, not a faggot, but an idiot. Too late with the link. It took you too goddamn long, Jeffrey. But seriously, I mean, if we're going to defend gay rights and attack bigots, let's not use this moron douchebag as a jumping point who's just using this to get even more publicity. It's a publicity machine. Trust me, I've done it myself, okay? I know how that works. You get publicity, you milk it, you milk it, you milk it. You milk it, milk it, milk it till they get the very last drop of 15-minute fame you can get out of it before you turn into a crocodile. So, Andy Vera says he sure as hell doesn't represent me. Well, you don't represent me neither, honey. I'm going to end this show. It's 25 after, and I said it was going to be 15 minutes. All right, bye, everyone. Sorry to be so short, but I got to do things. I got a life. I got to do a show with Hagatha tonight. You should like it, though. I get it pasted, and I gotta felch myself and find out what kind of duties came out in this maxi pad I had to wear. Night, night, nighty night. I'll save that thought for tomorrow with Disagree, but I just don't have the time to discuss it.